Hello, everyone in construction land. Welcome to our podcast, Constructive Conversations, your source for anything and everything construction related and a little bit more. This podcast is brought to you by the fine folks of Brown Edwards & Company CPAs. Now, anyone that knows me personally knows that I'm one of the least serious people in the world. But today I want to put all jokes aside and talk about a very serious topic, mental health. Our guest today is the Regional Director of U-Turn Health, Anna Lynn Barnett. Anna Lynn is here today to talk about mental health in the construction industry and how U-Turn is helping. Welcome to the show, Anna Lynn.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. You came highly recommended. Your company came highly recommended to us, and we thought this was a great podcast to record. If I went out on your website and I looked at what U-Turn Health was, it says on the first page, it's a virtual support program that bridges the gap between inaction and seeking treatment by making support accessible to employees grappling with stress, anxiety, depression, or suicidal ideation wherever they are in their journey. Now, Anna Lynn, I want you to talk more about yourself. Give us a little bit of background of where you came from, where you are now, and how you got to that point.
Wow, that's a long and winding road. I am a South Carolina girl. I've lived all over the place, but have come back to my roots back in South Carolina. I have been a lifelong salesperson, primarily in the telecom industry before getting involved in with U-Turn Health in the construction industry. But I grew up in the construction industry. My dad was a general contractor, so I've been around the construction. In my life. I happen to be a person also in long-term recovery. And so I kind of know both sides of the issue from a person who personally struggled and now a person who is in recovery. And I have seen how we bring mental health and mental health issues in this country kind of from both sides of the fence.
Good deal. So please tell us a little bit how U-Turn Health is helping people and what the mission is and what the services offered are.
The company was started because our founders felt like there were gaps in what was available for mental health treatment across the board, not just in construction, but across the board. There are a lot of great resources out there. Unfortunately, very few people who are struggling will take advantage of them. Only about 90% of people who are struggling in any capacity, whether it's from stress or anxiety or depression or grief, only about 10% will seek help, whether that's through a professional therapist or a support group, or search group or something like that. So what we know is about 90% of people that are struggling are suffering in silence. And we wanted to really bridge the gap with that. We asked questions like, why is that the case? Well, sometimes finding resources is complicated and confusing. We also felt like the family was not included in whatever the conversation or the solution was. The family is clearly impacted when someone is struggling. And many times they are caring for their loved one the best way that they know how, but could be part of the problem unknowingly because they don't have the support and the education that they need. And then the third thing that we felt like was missing was keeping people engaged in a program. It's no different than if I go sign up to join a gym and I only go once a month, I'm not going to really see the results that I'm hoping for as I would if I really was engaged and stuck with the program.
Exactly. You know, we're talking about construction in general, but also this bridges, like you said, every industry. I know in accounting, the accounting profession is very stressful. At one point or another, most everybody has suffered from mental health issues from the stress involved with meeting deadlines, with wanting to perform at the level that they are hoping their supervisors see them. And it has lasting effects on people. And I believe, you know, what you mentioned was people are afraid to speak up or say that they have a problem. And there's no shame in saying you have a problem. I went through stressful situations and anxiety in this profession. I've known people in construction and in our profession that have done the same. And I believe that if everybody just reached out and raised their hand and said, I have a problem, that there'd be 5-10 hands coming right back at them saying, we have a solution, or we're here to help you. We're there with you to help lift you up. So
we totally agree with what you said. I mean, we all deal with different things, and we have forever, because nobody's life is perfect and always happy. And so we as humans have always had to deal with difficult things. But there's been a stigma around being vulnerable, being open, regardless of the industry that you're in. You know, I mentioned that I have been a sales professional for decades. I've also been sober for decades. And I did not always share that openly, because salespeople have a reputation for you work hard and you play hard. There's a lot of sales networking events that revolve around alcohol. And I knew if I was open about my own personal story, people would treat me differently. And I didn't want that. So for a long time, I did not talk about it. And yet it's something that I'm extremely proud of, which is the fact that I felt like I needed to not be transparent about that. The pandemic really identified across the board and the fact that we all are dealing with things. The pandemic was very difficult on everyone's mental health. It especially shone a spotlight on the construction industry, which is one of the most impacted behavioral health and mental health issues. It's definitely an epidemic for that industry right now.
So, you know, the last thing we want from this podcast is for anyone to still feel alone at the end of it and know that there are resources and there are people there to help them. So, Annalyn, without being company specific, what are some of the partnerships and associations that U-Turn Health has been involved with in the construction industry? And I noticed that there are several at the bottom of your website.
We've been in business for many years. We really started focusing on the construction industry last year because we know what an issue it is across the board. We have national partnerships with the Professional Contractors or AGC. We've also partnered nationally with ARTBA, which is American Road and Transportation Builders Association, as well as BuildWith. And we are working through our national network to try to reach as many people as we can. Just to give you some statistics specifically about construction.
Yes.
If you have 100,000 people, because of the focus the construction industry has placed on physical safety, job fatalities have greatly been reduced, which is something to celebrate. It's also something that still remains very serious, but the statistics for job fatalities has greatly come down. Out of 100,000 people, 9.5 will die in fatality on the job site. Of that same 100,000 people, 56 will die from suicide, and 165 will die from overdose death. And those statistics are why we have such a passion and such focus on construction. It's an industry of hardworking men and women who are used to not complaining. They work in less than optimal environments every day. They do the hard jobs that the rest of us don't know how to do. And they do it under, you know, sometimes several stories high up in the sky or underground. And so they really, it's in their DNA not to complain about things. They're a very tough workforce. Because of that, when they're struggling with something, they really tend to push it down and not talk about it. And unfortunately, that you can only push stuff down for so long before it erupts. And that's where we're starting to see, that's where we're seeing these epidemic numbers.
Those statistics are staggering when you think about it. In general, out of 100,000, you're almost seven, eight times more likely to die from suicide or overdose than you are from an on-site accident.
The construction industry has the highest percentage of overdose deaths and the second highest percentage of suicide of any industry. And it's further complicated because we know that veterans also struggle with suicide and overdose deaths. And we have a lot of crossover. There's a lot of veterans who now are in the construction industry. And so we kind of a double whammy, if you will, of two different groups of individuals that are coming together, and the risk is just even higher.
All the more reason to get more resources known and available out there in the construction industry. So what is the biggest problem, in your opinion, facing the construction industry in regards to mental health?
The stigma that's still around that, tough men and women don't sit around and share how they feel. They don't talk about their feelings, and we really have to change the stigma. And we are firm believers. It goes back to what you and I were talking about earlier. We've all gone through hard times, and the only way we're going to change the stigma is being more open about that or sharing what we've experienced personally. It helps connect people. When you're going through something personally, you tend to feel very isolated. It feels like you're the only person in the world that's gone through something like that. And it was very comforting many times to connect with someone who's gone through a similar situation, to see that they've survived it, to learn how they got to the other side, just to connect with someone that really understands how you feel in that situation. And so that's one of the big things we think will change the stigma and change the statistics in the industry, is we're all a lot more open about what we've gone through personally.
I believe also that changing the culture is another way to eliminate that stigma, if not eliminate, but reduce that stigma. The more that we talk about mental health and suicide prevention and resources available, and have people out there talking to their peers, the more likely they are to open up and not suppress these feelings and get the help that they need. I know that, and I hold veterans to the highest regard. My father was a Vietnam veteran, and for the longest time, it affected him from the time he got back until he passed away. And he just would not talk about it. He wouldn't talk about the war. He didn't want to talk about Vietnam in general. And it showed on him. And it wasn't until later in life, until he got down to the VA and got around others that were talking about it, that he opened up more about it and started getting help for PTSD and to face, to get help for some of the issues that he had, that he carried with him back from the war. Like you were talking about, the stigma, that was his stigma coming back. Nobody talked about it, and nobody wanted to talk about it. And you just, if you talked about it, then you had a problem. And it's okay to have a problem, because once you admit you have that problem, then that's the only way you're going to get the help for it. So I believe the more that we talk about this and raise awareness for it, get it out there, let people know, hey, it's okay to talk about it, and they'll start getting more help, and hopefully we'll see some of those statistics go down.
Well, within the construction industry, 2 months are very important throughout the year. May is Mental Awareness Month, and September is Suicide Prevention Month. And there's a lot of, there's become a lot more conversation during those months and webinars and educational opportunities. But in reality, we have to have the conversation all year long. We are also a huge believer in education, especially training leadership and all levels of a company, what they need to be aware of, what they need to look for. And then we all have to be willing to have the hard conversations. I can't tell you how often we will hear people say that they noticed behavior changes. They noticed a change in how someone was engaging at work, but they felt like it really wasn't their business, or they didn't know how to approach that individual without them feeling attacked, or that they were being nosy. And we all have to get out of our comfort zone and not only share our personal stories, but we have to watch out for each other. And we have to be willing to approach people and say, look, I've noticed something's different. I noticed, you know, what's going on, what can I help with, and have those conversations. So it takes us all kind of getting out of our comfort zone to be more open and also to be more aware of what's going on around us.
So other than the stigma of not talking about it, why do you believe that there is a problem in the construction industry?
Well, the statistics show us over and over that there is. And it's just, it's complicated in a lot of ways. I think it's the stigma. I think, again, it goes back to people that just are not complaining about things and kind of have a tough guy or a tough woman attitude about things. It's also different across generations. You mentioned your dad's struggle as a veteran coming back from Vietnam. You know, different generations handle mental health and behavioral health topics and issues differently. And so the conversation has to be a little different for each generation. It seems like younger generations are a little bit more open to talking about things and sharing how they're feeling than some of the older generations. We really have to meet people wherever they are and make them comfortable with being more open wherever they are in your journey.
So what other resources other than U-Turn Health are out there for people dealing with mental health issues?
There are so many great resources available. You know, obviously, through the Veterans Administration, there are resources that way. A lot of companies will have resources built into their benefits packages. They might have an employee assistance program. And so more and more companies, you know, benefit packages are including a mental health option as well. So that's always a place that we would suggest that people start. If they're looking for resources within your community, I mean, literally, you can find support groups for all types of things if you're just willing to reach out, do a little bit of research.
Yes, Google's a great tool for finding those resources. You can find about anything on Google or learn how to fix anything on YouTube. So you mentioned employees, so employees can check with their employers for resources. The employees can go out on Google, look for resources. The employers can do the same, you know, going out and searching for resources, but that's also something that U-Turn Health works with employers.
Without a doubt. We are, care navigation is a huge part of the resources that we provide. Our approach to mental health is the understanding that not everybody is ready to talk with a licensed therapist. That's a big step. If you're going to see a therapist or you're making an appointment with a mental health professional, then you know, from my own personal perspective, admitting I have an issue that I have to deal with. So we approach things a little differently. We actually work through National Peer Coaching Network. So our coaches have lived experience. They are fully trained and they're certified both nationally and on a state level, but they're not licensed therapists and they're not counselors, but they're people that have been through similar situations. A lot of our coaches have construction experience. So we are kind of a starting point for that conversation, just to get the ball rolling and get people comfortable talking. Then if somebody does need professional care, our coaches can help them navigate that. The way our system has worked all these years, you know, mental health is one of the few things that we still try to treat the same way we treated FDA 90 years ago. There's no other disease, illness, anything that we treat the same way that we did that long ago. Treatment has evolved, except in the behavioral health space, and we're still treating things the same way we always have. We're taking people that are already uncomfortable, they're struggling with something, they're maybe stressed out, they have this weight on them, and then we're putting all of the responsibility on them to go find resources. And that can be confusing and intimidating. So one of the services that we provide is helping people navigate that, whether it's jumping on a call with them to call their director of HR and find out what additional resources are available to the company, or helping do research locally where they are to find other resources they can utilize. We're just there to help make that process a little bit easier.
And in turn, that makes the process more viable for them to want to do it when they know they have someone there that will help them along the way, instead of, like you said, trying to navigate it themselves.
It's very confusing for people outside of that realm. I mean, that's the realm we work in on a daily basis. And so we already have a pretty deep and wide list of resources that we can turn to. But it's very intimidating to have to go find the right person to speak to and go find where you need to get help when you don't really know where to start.
I would have to think from the insurance aspect also of trying to determine what services they could get covered through their insurance would also be kind of daunting in and of itself. We all know that dealing with your health insurance, it's always hit and miss what they're going to cover. So,
well, we try to be a bridge. You know, many times people will ask us about our particular services and if we're a replacement for something they have in place. And not necessarily. I mean, companies, especially HR professionals, spend a lot of time researching and putting together, crafting the best portfolio of benefits for their company. Unfortunately, the reality is then that they're being underutilized. And so what we will do many times is kind of bridge that gap from doing nothing to finding out what resources you have available. And we will always start with going back to a company's resources to see if you're working with an employee to see what the company is already providing that they may not be aware of.
Yes. So I know this is going to sound cliche, but if you had a message to give to our listeners today, and but the hopes that it reached just one person at least, what would that message be to them?
Wow. Let me think about this for a minute. My message would be I can pretty much guarantee that whatever someone is struggling with, they are not the first person to go through it, and they will not be the last person to go through it. There are resources and people that want to help them navigate this very difficult time in their life. They can get to the other side of it. They can develop healthier habits and better coping mechanisms. And it's okay to ask for help. We all need help every once in a while. I heard a great analogy from a safety director within the construction world who also is a veteran. And then he has a passion, especially for working with veterans. And one of the things that really resonated with him, that he said was, you never go into battle by yourself. You absolutely go in as a team. And so if you're battling something personally, why would you think you needed to do it by yourself? It's no different than going into battle. You go in with your comrades. Same thing on a construction job. You are not a single-handed construction crew. Every construction job has multiple teams and multiple crews that do things together. And it's the same thing with mental health. We need to work together to overcome some of the challenges within mental health and behavioral health. You don't go to work by yourself, and you don't have to face those things by yourself either.
I think that's a powerful message to send to everybody. And like I said, I hope that reaches at least one person. And if it does, then that makes this entire podcast idea worth it. So, Annalyn, could you give us a rundown of your program and how someone could get a hold of you or anyone at U-Turn Health?
Absolutely. Would love to. So we feel like we provide the three C's. We provide content, community, and coaching. Our goal is to meet people where they are and to at least get people that normally would not talk about how they're feeling or what they're struggling with to get the conversation started. So we have over 500 videos that we personally developed, little bite-sized chunks of information. We call it Netflix for Behavioral Health. It can be accessed either through a web browser or on an app. We want to provide coaching through our peer coaching network that I mentioned earlier, and we provide family support. So any resources we provide to employees, we also provide to their families. The families don't look like Beaver Cleaver anymore. So the employee or the individual, they identify who their family is. As I say, who their tribe is. And we provide resources for all of them as well. There's several ways you can get in touch with us, but the best way is to go to our website, which is uturnhealth.com. And or you can reach out via info@uturnhealth.com, and we will gladly reach back out and connect.
Good deal. Thank you so much for that information. Annalyn, are there any other thoughts or comments you want to say before we log off?
No, I just appreciate so much the opportunity to talk about this issue and how it's affecting the construction industry. It's interesting how many people outside of construction are not aware of the mental health crisis that the industry is dealing with. But so many of us have friends and family in the construction industry, so we all need to be aware of it. And the message I just want to leave everyone with is reach out, you know, reach out to me, reach out to you. There's different ways that we can help people connect. And not just the individual, but their family members as well. We want to take care of the family as well. When a family member has a loved one who is struggling in some capacity, they're 5 times more likely to personally visit an emergency right now within a year. So the impact that their concern for their loved one has on them and their health. And so we want to not just take care of the individual that's struggling. We want to make sure that the family is cared for as well.
That's an excellent point. Well, Annalyn, we are so grateful and thankful that you were able to and willing to do this podcast with us. And we look forward to having you back again sometime. Hopefully in the near future, we'll have you back on the podcast or in other events that Brown Edwards hosts. But there you all have it. This wraps up another episode of Constructive Conversations. And we want to thank our guest, Annalyn Barnett. And make sure you subscribe to our Brown Edwards YouTube channel and watch for future episodes online or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been your host, Eddie Thompson. So long until next time.